Okay, we're up to the Gemara and Chavez on the days. But my mashma, the Masiyin Lishna to your code, says Masiyin Masuos. How do you know Masiyin means to light fires? Tichsiv, Ayisoyim David Banoshev, Metargamin Vogdin on David. Targum says that they lit them up. Okay, so from there we see a pasuk that says that the same lashon of the Mishnah that Masiyin means to light fires. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Masiyin Masuos Ela HaChodesh Nira Bismano Lekadsho. You only lit these torches on a month that was the 30th day from the previous month was Rosh Chodesh. Now, the previous month was a Chaser, so the day of Rosh Chodesh was the first day that could have been Rosh Chodesh. The Amosai Masiyin Laor Iburo. We made a mistake 2 days ago. They lit the torches the night after Rosh Chodesh, not the night before. It was after the witnesses came on the 30th, the night of the 31st, that's when they would light the torches to let people know that that previous day had been Rosh Chodesh. Zemora says, L'meimra da'achosra avdinan amoli lo avdinan. That means to say that we only light torches on a Chodesh Chaser, when the previous Chodesh was Chaser, and not when the previous Chodesh was Mole, and the second day is Rosh Chodesh. My time, what's the reason that we only light by a Chodesh Chaser? Omrav Zera, Gzera Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chaser, Shecholios Be'erav Shabbos. Because we're afraid that if a Chodesh Chaser will be Chal on Erev Shabbos, Friday will be Rosh Chodesh. So they can't light torches Friday night, right? So Amosay Avdei, so when are you going to be able to light the torches? Moshe Shabbos. Now, if we lit also on a Chodesh Mole, people won't know what we're doing. They won't know if we're lighting to tell them that Rosh Chodesh was the second day, and this is the night following Rosh Chodesh, or the reason we didn't light on Friday night because it was Shabbos. But really, that's when it should be, and we're lighting now, delayed. So if we lit on both months, so they wouldn't know what we're doing when Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos. Di Amris Navid Nomi Amole, because we say that we should light torches also for a Chodesh Mole, Limitai Amri Hai Chosur Hu, V'haid Lo Ovid Me Esmol Mishum Dlo Efshar, O Dilma Mole Hu Bizmano Ovdo. Okay, so the Mora says that if that would be the case, then people wouldn't know what we're lighting the bonfires for, the torches. Are we lighting it Motzei Shabbos because we couldn't do it Friday night, and therefore we delayed it, and really Rosh Chodesh was Friday? Or no, Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, and this is the proper time to light it. So if they never light on a mole, then if you know that what's it called, the lighting Motzei Shabbos, it must be because the what's it called, it can't be the 32nd day, so it must be because what's it called, because Rosh Chodesh was Friday, and they couldn't light Friday night. Rashi, Lekadshu Lahodion Shidiskadesh, Laor Iburo, Laerev Yom Shloshim, Nagi Lamed Aleph. The night after the 30th, before the 31st. In other words, the night after Rosh Chodesh. Yom Shloshim Kori Yom Iburo. The 30th day from the previous month is called Yom Iburo, because that's the day they could make it a Chodesh Me'uber. Kinamirin La'el, Ashnei Adorim Shemekadshin Osam B'Yom Iburehem. The 30th day is the day that could be the full, day of the previous month. Rosh Chodesh Chaser, Rosh Chodesh HaNikva B'Yom Shloshim. We only light for a month where Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. Shachodesh HaYotze Nimtza Achshav Chaser. And the previous month, therefore, only had 29 days. Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos, Lanucha L'chal Shabbos, La'oro L'hosi Masuos. You can't light torches on Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. The Nasios on the Moshe Shabbos. So we're going to start the torches on Moshe Shabbos. And then people won't know if we lit on both kinds of months. They won't know, are we lighting now for a Chodesh Mole or a Chodesh Choser? The Amra Shadehei Regilin Bein HaChoser Bein HaMole Osel Mitoi Hashto Bnei Agola Amre Aval Hashto Delo Avdinan El HaChoser Ki Avdinan LeMoshe Shabbos Yavdi DeChoser. Right, when we do it Moshe Shabbos, people will know that it was because of Shabbos, because we never light torches for a mole. So why are we lighting torches now? Because we couldn't do it Friday night, so we're doing it now. And they'll know that Rosh Chodesh was Friday. So Mara says, V'le'evod bein ha'moli or bein ha'choser. No. Why don't we light all the time for mole and choser? V'chimik l'rosh chodesh be'erev Shabbos lo levit klal. And when Rosh Chodesh will fall on Erev Shabbos, we won't light any. And then people will know, since we didn't light anything, that Rosh Chodesh must have been Erev Shabbos. The Kivan to Lavdin and Motsoi Shabbos, Lavdin and Amole, made the Yadi the Chosru. Since we normally light for Amole, and we're not going to light Motsoi Shabbos, they'll know that that day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so it must be the day before was Rosh Chodesh. It can't be any other choice. Mora says, no, Afilu Hochi Osli Mitoi. Still will make a mistake. Amri Hai Molehu. They'll say that really it was a Chodesh Mole. The Hai Lo Avde is Nusei Hu Dis Nusei. That something happened and Beis Din couldn't light. But they'll think it was a Chodesh Mole. And the reason it wasn't lit wasn't because it wasn't a Mole. The reason it wasn't lit because something happened. And really it was a Mole. But if you don't light at all forever for a Mole, right, then what's it called? Someone says, V'levet Amole, V'lo Levet Achos. Let's do the opposite. We'll get to that. Right, only for a mole and not for a choser. Right, and then if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, you won't light at all, and you only light for a mole. So if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh mole, you'll light Motzei Shabbos. Om Rabbaya Mishum Bitul Malach La'am Shnei Yomim. No, it'll come out. Rashi learns for Rosh Hashanah that they'll always have to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. If you don't light till after the first day, right, you only light on a mole, people will never know if the first day was Rosh Hashanah or not. But if you light for a choser only, and not for a mole, then people won't have to keep the first day of Rosh Hashanah if it's not necessary. Let's see 1 second. Made the yadi the chaser who machmas isur shabbos sheira b'leil masu also of nimim b'lasi. People will know that it was a chaser, and the reason that you couldn't light on Friday night is because it was Shabbos, and now you're lighting, so it must be because it's making up for Friday night because they never light on a chodesh mole. This nesu say b'shikri shel mishta haShabbos that they got carried away with shalosh shudos and they forgot to light, or they something happened, they couldn't light Motzei Shabbos. Mor says, V'levet ha-moli v'lo ha-choser, v'chimik l'rosh chodesh choser be'erev Shabbos, v'lo avdinen, mei di-yadi de-choser hu. Right? And if do it only for a mole and not for a choser. And therefore, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, and we don't light any masuos, people know it was a choser. Because if it would be a mole, they would have lit Motzei Shabbos. V'lo tola b'shikris, and I, so why don't we say no, same thing? Maybe they'll think that they didn't do it Motzei Shabbos because it was an illness. Ela b'midah d'shchiyach. Because once we're not doing it, when we do it, if the Gemara's kasha before was, if we'll do it always, and something will happen and it doesn't happen, people will think maybe it's an illness. But if we only do it for a mole, and we're not doing it, then the people will know it's because it's not a mole. D'chol chadoshim chseirim lo avdinan, v'haynomi lo avid. Because all chadoshim that are chaser we don't do, they won't attribute to an owner, so attribute to the normal thing that there's times that you don't light. But if there's no time you don't light, then people will say that this isn't the unusual case where we can't light. This is a case where you should have lit, but you couldn't. But you something happened. Okay. Omer Abay Mishum Bitul Malacha. V'lo garsin egzera. It's not egzera. It's because of Bitul Malacha. I amris navin amole v'lo achoser. If you say that we should light always only for a mole and not a choser, ein l'cha Rosh Hashanah she'emis batlim b'nei agolim imlocha shnei yom. There's never a Rosh Hashanah that in Golis they're going to not keep two days Rosh Hashanah. Yom lamed shema hayom Rosh Hashanah. They'll have to keep the 30th day because maybe that day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Never know. The yom shloshim ve'echad shema ibruas hachodesh v'hayom Rosh Hashanah. Since the bonfires will not be till Motzoi Rosh Hashanah, they'll never know if that second day was Rosh Hashanah or not, or the first day. So they're always going to have to keep 2 days. Aval ki avdina masuos achoser l'or yom lamed, and on yontif you can light torches. So if they'll make the torch the night after the first day of Rosh Hashanah, people will know not to keep the second day. Yadi should be yom shloshim nikba v'yasu malach l'machar. They'll know they can do malach on the second day because it's not Rosh Hashanah. First day was Rosh Hashanah. The aim betelin shnei yomim ela b'me'uber. They'll never have to keep 2 days unless it really is a me'uber. And most of the time, Elul was not me'uber. So most of the time, they won't have to keep 2 days. Okay. Let's go on. Ketzav hayu masim masuos. How was the process of lighting these torches? Mevi'im klunosos. They brought big sticks. Omer Rav Yehuda, dalid mini arozim hay. There are four kinds of eras. Eras, katrom, hechemen, ubrosh. These are the names. They're all species of eras, and each one is called eras, and the other ones have a different name, but they all are species of eras. Katrom, Omer Rav Adra. That's a tree called an Adra. Devei Rabbi Shila Amrei Mavliga. Va'amri la zugulnish. Upliga the Rabba Baravuna. Then this argues that there's only four kinds of arozim, argues on Rabba Baravuna. The Omer Rabba Baravuna Amri Be Rav Asora Mini Arozim Heim. There are 10 species of eras. Shenemar Etein Bemidbar Eres Shita Vahadas the Eit Shemen Osim Ba'arova Brosh Tidhar V'Tashur Yachdov. So these are different names. There's 7 over here, and the Gemara says they added 3 more species that they defined as eras. Eras is Arza. Shita is Tornisa. I don't know what these names are, and Rashi doesn't say either, and the Loways over here doesn't have it either, so whatever they are, the different kinds of trees, some are pine tree, they're all different kinds of cedar trees. Hadas, Asa. Hadas, we know what it is, a myrtle tree. That's a kind of eras. Eit Shemen Afarsima. Eit Shemen is a tree that is used for igniting. It's full of oil. Brosh Barta, Tidar Shaga, Tashur Shuribna, Hanishi Vahavu. Right, these are 7. And there are 3 more. Ki Osir Avdimi Omer Hosifu Aleim, Alonim, Almonim, Almogim. Alonim is Butmi, Almonim is Bluti, and Almogim is Ksisa. See, Rashi explains some of them. Ikadi Amri, Aronim, Armonim, Almogim. Aronim, Ori, Armonim, Dulvi, and Almogim is Ksisa. Okay, see Rashi. Omarav Idra, Kach Shem Ha'ilin. That's the name of the tree, an Idra, or Adra. Kadamri Mesechus Be'a Yita Bohen Adar. That if you have money and you want to not lose it, plant an Adar, which is an expensive tree, and you won't lose your money if you have that tree. Tornisa is pine tree. Barta is bosu. I have no idea what it is. Shofu is shap. Butmi is ulmi balaz. Bluti is chirkiva. Shigdalim bo perish yakolin glianda. Ksisa is min eitz ha'ola bekarko hayam ushmo korala. It's a coral, that's what it sounds like. But a coral is not a tree. It's a rock. Ori is whatever, Shem Ho'ilan, Vespirio Korin Baish, Dulvi is chestnut tree. Tosus argues, Tosus says it can't be a chestnut. Gemara says, I have a mina in Sukkah that Hadassim is a chestnut tree. And Hadassim has to be that where the leaves cover the branch. And a chestnut tree is not like that. Okay, but he says, Rashi says it is like that, so maybe Rashi's chestnut trees look differently too. What?
I'm learning the Hebrews.
Right. Okay. That's this is where it comes from. Okay. Okay. Vitzi adir lo yavrenu. It's talking about the stream that emanates from the Kodesh Hakadoshim. So it gets to a point where a tremendous boat won't be able, even the biggest boats won't be able to traverse it. Rashi vitzir adir lo yavrenu lenachal she'osid lotzis in beis hamikdash. Right, the Nacha will come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we wear it in Sukkah. And it starts like a little thread, and it gets wider and wider and wider until it leaves the city, it becomes a gigantic river. And even great boats can't go over it. Omar Rav Zeburni Gedola. This is called Burni Gedola. Sfina Shikorim, whatever. It's one of these gigantic boats. Hechi Avdu. So what do they do, Rashi? Hechi avdu osu burni gedola l'maya vida. What do they use these gigantic boats for? Maisu shis althi gavri betresi yarchi. They bring 6,000 people over a period of 12 months, of a year. V'amri lo tres althi gavri b'shisi yarchi. Some say 12,000 people over 6 months. Shasa v'tani lo chala. And they fill up this boat with sand. ad shachna v'nochis of shachna until it hits the bottom of the river. Right, since it's so big, it'll still be above the water when its bottom is on the bed of the river. V'nochis bar amuroi v'kotor atune dekisna b'ksisa v'kotor lehu b'sninasa. And a diver goes down and he ties flax rope onto these ksisa. The ksisa is this coral that they want to uproot from this very expensive wood that grows in the river. So they tie it onto these things, and they tie the other end onto the boat. And then they take out the sand, so the boat rises. And when the boat rises, it pulls up the trees. Bishadu libroi, the kama de medalia akra, umaisya umachliv alchad train bekasva. Okay? And then they uproot these trees, and they get double the money for what's it called for each tree. Rashi, achala chol, adishochna, shule shochnim, shuleha shochnim bekarkois hayam. The bottom of the boat rests at the bed of the sea. Valdeno nearest the malam, and since it's such a big boat, it doesn't sink. The top is still above water. Dibamokum shaha almogim gedelim bayam ein hayam omukokach. And where these almogim grow, where this coral, whatever it is, grows in the sea, it's not so deep. So even though the boat would be even big, it would still sink in a deep place. It's not such a deep place, so these big boats are able to touch bottom. Baramoroi, melumid loshup in the horos, a diver. The kotar atune de kisna, chavile pishtam shem kashim li notek, takes rope of flax, which don't break so easily. The kosher rosho echad b'shorish ha'ilan, one he ties to the roots of the tree, the rosho echad b'burni, and one into the boat. The shakli hanach gavri chola de svinasa, the shadu lavroi. They take the sand, and they throw it out of the boat. And then the boat gets lighter, and it rises to the surface. And when it rises, it pulls out the trees. The he ola mitoch ha'mayim v'okerish rosho ha'ilan. Okay. Tlas parvisohavian. There were three major ports in the world. Tarte be'armoi. Two of them were by the Aromim. And one, v'chada deve parsoi. And one by the, no, it was one by the Romans. Two by the Romans and one by the Persians. Deve armoi maskon ksisa. The ports of the Romans used to produce ksisa. This is this almogin. That's what their produce was. That's what they got around the port. Devei parsoi maskin marginaisa umikraya parvisa de mishamhig. And the Persian ports used to mine pearls, precious gems that were in the water there. And they were called parvisa de mishamhig. Rashi. Parvisa porto balas, a port. Veloshen mishman namal. Maskon marginaisa mikarkoi sayam al yedei baramorai. So send divers to get pearls from the, or different kinds of gems from the seabed. Umikraya parvisa de mishamhig. Osen shol parsoim nikris nomo shomalucha. The port of the Persians was called the port of the kingdom. Amr Rav Yochanan, kol shita v'shita shenotlu nochrim Yerushalayim, every tree that the Goyim uprooted from Yerushalayim, osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirim lo. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to return it. Each one. Shenemar, etein b'midbar eres shita v'ein midbar Yerushalayim. Midbar refers to Yerushalayim. Shenemar tzion midbar hoisa. That when Yerushalayim was destroyed, it became like a midbar. Amr Rav Yochanan, ve'amr Rav Yochanan, kol alomei Torah ve'enam alamda, doma lahadas v'midbar. A person who learns Torah but doesn't teach it to others is like a hadas, which has a nice smell, but it's in the midbar, nobody benefits from it. Ika di amre, so this is the answer to the question, does a hadas in the midbar smell? Obviously it does, but nobody benefits from it. Ika di amre, kol alomei Torah malamda, adarabah. Somebody who learns Torah and does teach it, the Mokum Shein Talmid Chacham, where there's nobody else to do it, he's Domal Hadas Lamidbar. He's like a Hadas in the desert for the good. That there's nothing to give anything good in the desert, and he put himself in the desert where there's nobody other Talmid Chachamim to teach Torah to people. Dechovid. A lone hadas in the midbar is very precious because there's not too many others around. The Omer of Yochanan, Oy lahem la'uvdei kochavim, she'ein lahem takana. Goyim who killed Jews have no takana. She'nemar tachas anechoshes ovi zohav, in the place of, the Rabban Shem says, in the place of copper I'll bring gold, the tachas habarzel ovi kesef, in the place of the iron I'll bring silver, the tachas ho'etzim nechoshes, in the place of the wood I'll bring copper, the tachas ho'avonim barzel, and the place of stones will bring iron. Tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaver of Maimavien. But to replace Rabbi Akiva and his similar people to him who were Nerag al Kiddush Hashem, what can I replace them with? V'yaleim hu omer v'nikesi domam lo nikesi. Their blood will never be cleaned away. Then the goyim will never be able to make up amends for killing tzaddikim. Rashi. Nikesi domem lo nikesi in boshi lenakos esoakum mishar avonos lo enokem midom sheyisrael. Even if I clean the goyim from other sins, this sin they never will be cleaned from.